Scientists on the south end have announced yet another major breakthrough in the genetics front. Hot off the heels of the first known cloning of old-growth nettles, the labs at Tyee Technologies have grown meat from the stem cells of Wanda Davenport's Rhode Island Reds, blue ribbon winners at the county fair 2 years running for biggest chickens. Dr. Frank Steinberger brought reporters from the Crab Cracker and Stanwood Obelisk Gazette to witness the world's first hot wings artificially grown on yo-yo strings in the sterile environment of their laboratories. From petri dish to deep fat fryer in 30 days, the zesty morsels were sampled and declared hotter than a Texas abortion debate by patrons of the diner where the tasting was conducted. Dr. Steinberger asked what the purported production cost might be, stated that to feed, say, a halftime Super Bowl party of six would be in the range of $250,000, or over $50,000 per person. In other words, Bill Gates might afford this if he didn't invite too many gridiron pals. The scientists did say costs would drop appreciably when full production was reached and that Tyson Foods had already expressed an interest in the formula for the secret sauce, along with Tyee Technologies' advanced bioengineering know-how. Already we have teams working on teriyaki wings, Honolulu lava wings, a cool ranchero dip, and others I'm not at liberty to divulge at this time. Asked what the nuggets would taste like without their grease-released flavorings, Dr. Steinberger, ever the comedian, cracked up the packed crowd of reporters by saying, "They taste a lot like chicken." He went on to explain that artificially grown poultry would soon supplant the muss and fuss of that barnyard mess, feather-picking, manure, and the ever-dangerous bird flu. In a world clamoring for hot wings, we foresee a bright future. I think you'll find the venture capitalists doing the flocking from now on, he crowed. This reporter hoped they were working on bioengineered Pepto-Bismol.